And I think that, you know, what we've just heard from Alan is just that with the degree of scepticism that there is, we have to be really, really careful that when we've put down a promise, we show we can deliver it. And the same with the Tories. They've promised all sorts of things like £10 billion of tax cuts at the same time as all sorts of other things. And what we've done with our manifesto is he said, we will put some money into the NHS and this is how we'll pay for it.
Is that why you've carved it into stone? Is that why you've carved these six pledges into stone with these vague, unquantifiable aspirations, which were knocked down by one of your colleagues?
Well, yes, because to make it absolutely clear, and by the way, I'm a big supporter of the stone, as I was with the pledge card.
Where is the stone?
And Andrew...
Hang on.
Where is the stone?
It's stone, so you don't need to worry about whether
it's... Where's it going to be erected?
But let me just remind everybody, and Andrew will remember this, is that in 1997, when we had our pledge card, everybody sneered at that then, and actually people
then... But that was much more specific. The pledges on the pledge card, I remember it, the small writing, but I could still read it.
They were very specific, and you did fulfil them.
Tell me how you're going to fulfil number one, strong economic foundation. I don't suppose anybody would disagree with that as a pledge. Because how are we going to judge that you've achieved that?
Because in our manifesto we say every year we're going to be paying the deficit down, but we're going to do it in a fair and balanced way.
Even the SNP agree with that.
Well, if everybody agrees with our manifesto, that's absolutely fine. Everybody can vote.
What's a fair and balanced way? What's the quantifiable
I'll tell you what fair and balanced is. Fair and balanced is abolishing the bedroom tax and actually putting tax up for millionaires, which is rather the opposite than what we've actually had in the last government.
Harry, you could add to the stone what you said earlier, that politicians shouldn't tell lies. It wouldn't make the stone any less risible.
I mean, an NHS already. With time to care... how will we judge you on that?
OK, because we've said we'll have a time-to-care fund financed by the mansion tax so that people in homes of more than £2 million will pay actually a much fairer
property. But what does time-to-care mean?
Well, it means that we've got 20,000 more nurses, we've got 8,000 more doctors.
That's the input. What I want to know is how do Joe and I measure whether you've delivered on time-to-care?
Yeah, but the reason why it's called the time-to-care fund and provides money for these people who are going to be employed in the health service is because at the moment they're run off their feet, they've got 15 minutes
But how do we measure it?
Because we measure the input that will go in with the extra people there and they will then have time to care for people.
I mean, they've been written in such a way, haven't they, that it's impossible to scrutinise what's written on the stone. I mean, Lucy Powell, your colleague, had it right. I don't think anyone's suggesting that the fact Ed Miliband's carved them into stone mean he's absolutely, you know, not going to break them or anything like that.
OK, you know, what has been widely implied is that Lucy was saying that actually these promises were there to be broken. She was saying no such thing. And let me just quote to you what she actually said afterwards, because she said...
Oh, afterwards?
She said...
What did she say on the radio?
Well, she carried on by saying he's highlighting a point that he's been saying throughout this campaign. It was just another way of highlighting that. The stone is another way of highlighting Ed Miliband's commitments. Okay. And also, she went on to say, which is that he's a guy of principle, of decency, a guy who is tough and he's going to deliver on his promises.
Well, she's bound to say that. She's the campaign manager. She could hardly see anything else, even if she thought it.
And the stone is a very good idea.
But where is it?
Well, it's in.
You can't lose an eight foot monolith.
Are you getting Nicola Sturgeon to write the terms and conditions on the back of it?
What, on the stone?
Yeah. All right. Let me come to you.